time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here at the PT Piano. He takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. He plays that piano puzzler for us, and we get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Dr. Michael Kalm is calling from Salt Lake City, Utah. Dr. Kalm, welcome.
Well, thank you, Fred, and hello, Bruce. What a delight to have this opportunity to be with both of you.
Thank you.
Well, great to have you. And I should say it's K-A-L-M, by the way, Dr. Kalm. And what sort of doctoring do you do?
I am typecast. I am a psychiatrist, and I have to thank my father for that.
And does music play a part in your life as well?
Music has always played a part in my life. I often consider music to be humanity's only hope. I'm married to a professor of music, and together we have done a production called The Mind and Music of Chopin that we have done in various places around the world. When I was a little boy in the 50s, I remember hearing Sigmund Spaeth, the tune detective, and how he would put notes together. I would be just enchanted by that, figuring out the tunes for that. I don't play an instrument myself, but I just love music. I love listening to it. I love musical anecdotes. I love collecting them. I love telling them. Music is in my heart.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you said you used to listen to the Tune Detective on the radio. Well, I guess today you are the Tune Detective. Because
I'll do my best.
You'll be trying to figure out the hidden tune in this piano puzzler and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Now, if you happen to get stuck on either one of those, I don't know what's coming either. So we can brainstorm on this together if you run into any roadblocks.
Oh, I'm counting on that, Fred.
Okay, I'll do my best for you. Well, Dr. Kalm, here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler.
Wonderful and sprightly, and I am totally flummoxed on the tune. The composer sounds classical to me.
Righto.
Something in the Haydn or Mozart or Scarlatti.
You were right there with number one, Haydn.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. The very first name out of your mouth, Joseph Haydn. Well done.
Yep.
Now, Bruce, what was it that made this in the style of Haydn?
This is based on the finale from a Haydn piano sonata, Hoboken 16, number 21. And, of course, the texture is very classical, which is, I'm sure, a signal right away. And the chromaticism comes from the tune, but it also fits with Haydn. The chord progressions from the melody that we haven't identified fits nicely with Haydn. And there are a few other little things, especially the cadence, which is a Haydn cadence. He uses it all the time, that little figure. But really, there's nothing in this that Haydn wouldn't have done. He just didn't do most of it.
Okay, so we've established that this was not only in the style of Joseph Haydn, but even borrowing some quotes from a particular piece by Joseph Haydn. But now about that tune.
Yes, yeah. Can you do something to maybe bring that out a little for me?
Yes, well, it's a little tricky at the beginning. It gets easier in the middle. I mean, for example, here. There, the tune is pretty clear.
I was so hoping for My Fair Lady or West Side Story, but it's not going to be. Fred, can you help me out here?
Is this a tune, Bruce, that you think we know? That you think?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, Dr. Calm, if probably for you and I both, it's in our subconscious, and we just have to bring it up to the conscious level. How do we access that subconscious area?
That's a good. Now, of course, if it's the Beatles, I know when I'm 64, and then the other one I don't know.
Now here again, this is where the tune is.
It's this delightful.
Yes,
it's
there
the
you
wonderful.
Go.
It's the something.
Yeah, it's that's the something is the title. It's the something. What's that something?
It's the lovely.
There we go. Excellent.
Yeah, because.
Yes, I hear
now,
it all now.
Now listen here. Murmuring low, let yourself go. And this is my favorite part. It goes da da dee da da da. Is
yeah.
And then it's delightful, it's the lovely, it's delicious. It goes on forever.
I can just hear Louis Armstrong saying, "Well, if it's Haydn, tell him to come out."
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So it's DeLovely.
Thank you. It's DeLovely is the title.
Yeah. In the style of Haydn, and in fact, borrowing significant quotes from the final movement of a Haydn piano sonata, Dr. Calm, you accessed that part of your subconscious. You found it.
Thanks to a lot of help from my friend.
Well, well done. And for playing the piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the music to that piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I am going to do my best to get my wife to play that for me.
Okay, excellent. Dr. Michael Calm from Salt Lake City, Utah. What's your public radio station?
KBYU.
Dr. Calm, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.